Om Shanti. During this season of Avyaktadana, it was not this last only, but previous to that, when Baba said that you are holiest, highest and richest, and I think that maybe second time or third time Baba had said that you are richest. So I take it also in a way, like I kind of start questioning that what Baba means, and even if he explains, so before I used to think that, you know, we have thousands of homes and we have big family, and so looking from that perspective I used to think, and people always say some or other that Brahma Kumaris are very rich. General impression people have that they have a lot of wealth. Even we know that most of the centers just pay the bills, you know, in the sense of, we all know, I know, especially when I was, you know, we started Peace Village, it was a big challenge. So every month end I will tell Baba, you did very well. Because we were able to pay our bills, because our utility is to keep those buildings warm, and insurance, and you know, it was really, really, until now of course it's a lot of big budget, because larger place you have, the maintenance, whether it's the grounds, acres of lands, and even you have to take care of mountain, jungles, everything. These days especially, people walk around and they want to see, even if one frog is dead anywhere, they say, oh, you have some pollution here, why this frog is dead? Once we had a woman's retreat, and this one frog, the woman was walking and she found this near the pond. But luckily there was a, you know, woman from natives, like, so she said that is how auspicious it is that this frog died. So it turned out to be in our favor. But what I'm saying, any kind of, they want to watch if you have, you know, environmentally you are clean, and all kinds of these things to come up. So, but I wanted to experience it in the sense of, so why this, I chose this topic because when I had this, you know, the way Baba explained, of course, all that, we will repeat it and review what Baba said. But we have started a project in January in USA, because we're starting our 30th year. So we thought that we want to do something for this nation. And so there is a book, Beyond Greatness, being written, is sponsored by one of our BK friends. So there are a lot of talks, discussion on that. So we decided to have a project called Celebrating Human Greatness. So we had meetings for about 1 year almost with Brahmins, with our BK friends, with PR companies, and that what do they feel about it, having conversations with Celebrating Human Greatness. It's same thing like finding your innate qualities and specialties. But because, you know, we said it's a nation which is great in a way, because until now it has its own powers. So, and we thought from where to start, we want to do it in 50 cities of USA or 17 cities. So they, but, you know, I, some or other I mentioned somewhere that I will be completing my 50 years in Gyan. So they say, oh, you should travel 50 cities. So I thought you all will say to me that now you are older, so you travel less. So they want to arrange 50 dialogues or conversations, and they want me to be present in the cities which I haven't gone. So we say, let's start with New Orleans. New Orleans is where you must, you know, if you remember 2 years ago, there was a Katrina hurricane, and whole city was completely underwater, and there was a lot of, you know, talk about it. So we thought from media point of view, from sympathetic point of view, from service point of view, let's start from New Orleans. So we didn't know anyone, but one of the journalists who is dean of university in Florida had come to Peace Village for Images of Voices of Hope, and he's from New Orleans. And he said, I will just help you all and just gather, you know, community leaders. Or we wanted to do two evenings, one for community leaders and other for the local communities, mostly black Africans, African Americans. So we thought we will do one for local community in their hall, in their area, you know, just to give that what we want to share. I mean, it's a long news. I'm not really going into sharing news, but my experience. So they found a cafe, French cafe, because we wanted to do it more as, you know, you are aware these days there is a new way. We call it World Cafe. And they say most of the conversations happen are actually around dining table or when there are people having cup of tea. And so they create this style of tables and like cafeteria. And the tablecloth is of paper. That means when they're having conversation, they can write on the table. That's their notes. So they chose cafeteria. And so in the beginning, the person who was invited to be speaker with me was a person who had become very, very known for stories, writing stories about New Orleans. Very famous, you know, at least in USA, of course not international. But when this situation happened, how by creating stories, he was creating emotions and right emotions, and people will come forward for charity and for some kind of task. So I had been very busy, so I had never really thought much. You know, I thought, okay, so Rita from Boston had to introduce the project, but one thing we have done is that we, most of the seniors, haven't got ourselves involved, but we have formed a second generation, younger ones, and all those from USA to, you know, do it, and we are only consultant to them when they want to ask us something. And they work very well. They have regular conference calls. And so one of them is Shireen from Tampa. It was actually because when this whole thing about web and all that started happening, and she said, but we have never, never properly sat and thought that what image we want to present to the public. So she started working on that, and you know, and PR firms explain you, you know, to have right news in right newspapers, how things work out. So she had this really spread of, I want to kind of hold this because somebody needs to hold. And we formed a team. So she gave introduction on why we want to do it, because when people are empty and there is low self-esteem, the negativity and then violence and destructive attitudes really come from there. So I talked about 15-20 minutes. So when Rita was talking, because it was also first time for her to introduce, and as I said, we all older ones were not part of that, so we were kind of, you know, she was talking. And when she was talking, I suddenly felt like a lot of confidence in what I'm going to say. So I started, because in USA one thing is you have to be very friendly, and so I just started saying, you know, when I came to this country, my feelings, and I explained. And then the other speaker had to be interviewed by other journalist, Mr. Keith, and so he had hot cup of, you know, he had a hot drink, and then he was, you know, his stuff was that everyone was laughing, and it's kind of, you know, the way they talk and answers were brilliant. And but then they go into conversations, and then during conversations, after conversations, they have to tell some of the stories which come up. And they were so inspirational stories from those community leaders that, you know, what churches did, what this did. So they were kind of, you know, very inspired by the whole thing. But most of the people, when they were sharing stories. Most of them were quoting, giving reference from my talk. And I was just thinking that, you know, my feelings at that time start becoming like we are the richest ones. Because the vibrations, the words, good wishes, you know, how much we have when we say a word to anyone. You know, people can speak, right? And they speak very intelligently. They have a lot of material, lot of things to tell us as stories. But when it comes to really touching and creating that experience, so I just, you know, felt very good after that. Maybe it's the greatness, or, you know, I start feeling very great. And then same happened. So everyone who left was so touched, you know. And so our aim is that they will continue conversations. We don't have to guide them. If they want to do in their community, they want to do one-to-one, let it go. So many, they continuing in doing these conversations, because we're not making it anything official. But we want conversations to happen amongst people, where they should look within and see that what do they have. And then next evening when we had program, then also there was an older person. He had beautiful stories of how he went. Because the whole thought is, when, what were certain moments in your life that you kind of crossed your boundaries or limits and you did something from your heart? Could be act of generosity, act of kindness, or... So a lot of people really went back and they said, when I saw this one in trouble, then what quality emerged in me and how I was able to help that person. So it's like everyone was really bubbling with that kind of energy. I mean, so that left a very deep feeling for me. And I start connecting with Baba's word, richest. Because you have to connect with that word, like holiest I can connect, highest I can connect. But from my personality or my being, how do I connect to the richest? That start happening so much that I said, who has pure vibrations like us? Who has true love like us? You know, make a long list of what Baba has given. Not only that, but we have inculcated. It's not we haven't inculcated. We shouldn't underestimate that, yes, we do not have 100% of all 100 virtues. But each one of us have good percentage of every quality comparative to any souls, those who are not yet on this spiritual journey. So then, you know, generally you find when a person, if it's a richest person or rich person, there are two words. They say that when you have wealth, you will be very secure. But then on the other side, you will need more security. You are secure because you have so much. You need security because a lot of people are after you. No? So they have guards and they have all that kind of thing. And then when Baba explained that the treasures which you all have are imperishable. So I came back and I started reading Murli again. And I said, when Baba said that, you have imperishable treasures. And not only that, but as much your treasures increase or they are full, Baba used the word that much your stage will become carefree. Generally you will find that when riches increases in Laukik world, the worries and the concerns are there. And all the time they only watch what's happening to stock market, what's happening to market. And you know, there is that kind of tendency is there. But when Baba said, no, when your stocks are full, and I really, you know, start resonating with that connection, that is true. Because when you really feel full inside with those treasures, really you don't have concern, you don't have worry, in the sense of your thoughts become so much in the sense of regulated. Because when there is concern, then over concern, then you think lot of wastage happens around that time also. So that thought was of being carefree. And the second, which Baba mentioned lot, that when all treasures are full, then there will be contentment. And that's, of course, there was this Murli on Sunday on personality of contentment. That means when we look at something, when we look out in the world, we never have thought, I want this. I remember that for me even to say, oh, I like this. I was traveling and some Brahmin, somebody was coordinating and asked me, what do you like about food? And I don't know who told them from the family. So wherever I went, there was same food, you know. And I went to 7 cities, everywhere they gave me spinach. So I said, what happened that you all planned same topic? But why we plan same menu? Because everywhere I go there is... So this brother who was coordinating, he said, oh, I wrote everyone that this is what she likes. So now people say, what do you like to eat? I don't say any word because I said before I end up in eating all 12 days same food. So I said, no, I eat everything, only few things I am. And then when it comes to objects, you know, you just say, oh, you know, you'd want to appreciate somebody has something and you say, oh, that looks very beautiful. And next thing is they bring that for you, but you don't want it. So I said, I didn't say it's good because that's I want it. You know, that's how actually it is. So now people say, I don't even say, oh, this is very good, looks very good, that before I get it, which I'm appreciating, it's not that I want it. I'm just saying, of course, within the family and the nature and as we become sato pradhan, what is there not to get, you know, because these are ordinary. What I'm saying that there is nothing like wanting, nothing like desires, you know, and that's something very, very kind of, you know, that richness which comes. So I'm connecting with the carefree and contentment. But then also my attention went on that why it does happen in Baba's children's spiritual journey, in Brahmin's life, that sometimes you don't feel that being richest. Whether because of the situations and sometimes... And more I think is that our attention in Brahmin life really should be on keeping our inner treasures full. And more you keep your inner treasures full, more you will find that how everything goes on plus side. Everything. Because you start experiencing that there is nothing lacking in the treasure store of Brahmins. So your thinking become not only positive, but it's very, very elevated, very much of certainty. Our language becomes language of certainty. How will this happen? Why is this happening? No answer comes. It had happened, no, before. Baba is asking me to do, no? It must happen. Why it won't happen again? Anytime some people say, will it work or not? Why you start with doubt, will it work or not? You have inner treasures. You do it, it's going to work. You know, for me, I always feel that when pure thought has come, why a pure thought will not be accomplished? And I liked when Dadi Janki said in a very beautiful way that when your thought is pure and peaceful, God feels power in that. I really loved that statement she made that evening in her class. I think it was... Day before yesterday. So I really thought that is true, because when thought is elevated and thought is peaceful, then God feels the power. And so if we keep that, but then one of the experience I had after these few weeks is that it's not easy to let our treasures be wasted. Because very, very small things, very little situations, very, very little things, we spend a lot of our thoughts. And not only we, as Baba said in Murali, Lord, be detached observer, but we do not use this, that it's Baba's task. And if it's Baba's task, you see how it's going to work. Like in New Orleans, we didn't know much. And you will be surprised when we didn't realize there are so many Brahmins in that state where they were reading Murali's, or many families have motels. So 35 Brahmins in the morning class. And we got free accommodation, we got free food. We didn't spend anything because they said, tell us what we can do. Just imagine you're going to a new place and you have such a big, you know, everyone heard 3 hours drive, 2 hours drive. People just, everyone, oh, you are coming, we want to come. We had to tell people, no, we don't have much space in the hall. You can come for the morning, you will have to leave. So one thing for accumulation is that waste should be stopped, you know. Extra thoughts, wasteful thoughts is not, you know, shouldn't be in our personality now. And that's where I use the word that you should be so certain that every step which is being taken, there is constantly success. But also one other word which we can remember, if we want to experience that certainty and not maybe, you know. I feel saying maybe is like a baby, you know. Maybe I will, maybe it will happen. I say, why are you talking like a baby, you know? Maybe is like a baby, you know. So, just as I said, certainty in our language. We were doing this project that he was remembering Global Cooperation House and this cooperation Vision for Better World project. And so we were asking Dadi, you think it's going to be successful? She says, action which is elevated, ability to do that elevated action is success. When will success come? Success is there, that's why you are able to do it. You understand? Because the action is worthwhile action. Because action is worthwhile action, it's already success there. What other success we are waiting for? Because sometimes for us success is end result, like how many people came, then what happened, you know, that's not. But ability, like for that is 70 years they had been able to do such elevated action is the success of their life. That until now even their bodies are not working, but so much service is being done through them. So our language, Brahmin language, will also become a language where, you know, it's whatever you are saying, it's not only coming from that deep trust, inner trust from inside, but also knowing that because it's pure, it's elevated. So why should there be this wastage now? Because generally you will find that when it comes to accumulation, first factor is to stop wastage. But one to say, I shouldn't think waste, why have wasteful thoughts? Other is to operate from that level of being richest and being, you know, from contentment. And little bit of what Baba has given us the knowledge, be far-sighted. You know, so when you are far-sighted, you are able to see that, yes, it's going to be very easy, it's going to be very, very simple. And second is, what I liked very much in that Murali was, when Baba said, how do you multiply your treasures? Suppose if I say I want to increase my treasures. You remember what did Baba say? What was it? Very simple method, no? Baba said you have to apply 3 dots, right? So again, you know, every time I listen, I said, again Baba is saying, he has said so many times, And then I started thinking that what to do with this now. So this time I thought that instead of using one dot at a time, one and zero, how much it's? And if I use two, then 100. And if I use three? So what is good way to multiply? To use one dot or three at a time? And that was such a realization in me when I am reading it. Because I read, I keep reading Murali until I really get something which I say, okay, this is what I am going to work on. I don't give up on Murali because, you know, okay, I know these points. After that, the change which I experience in myself, now I say, I am soul, I am Baba's child, and his drama. So I use three dots. So I multiply it three times. So how rich you will feel. Before we used to say drama. You saying drama, but still you having thoughts. It doesn't work as full stop, no? Yeah, I mean sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Like there is a break, you use the break. And car doesn't stop at the right time, at the right spot. Because break is not good. So we say drama, but still we keep thinking. But why is drama then stop thinking, no? So I thought that maybe we should use all three. In the sense of in-soul consciousness, remembrance of Baba, and then say drama. So if I apply in this ways, so I like this point very much again, that let's use three dots at the same time. And if you are using three dots at the same time, so definitely your treasures are, anytime you feel, anytime, I think many times it does happens in Brahmin life that, because generally what's happening that the cycle, the time going is turning, it's changing, it's moving, right? And there is a very subtle connection of the part and the sanskar and the time. So when the clock is moving, the cycle is moving, in the same way your internal cycle is also moving in the form of sanskar. And sometimes you will find that some of the feelings which come, some of the experiences which emerge are not what you really created or you are creating, but they are really from your past sanskars. And those past sanskars you are not aware of. In the sense of there might be some settling happening, there is some kind of bondage, what might be happening, but what happened that suddenly like you feel you're not happy. Why are you not happy? Then you might say, because this is not right, that's not right. But I had been watching that, but still didn't bother me. Why suddenly I'm so bothered? And then you realize that internally, that cycle which is spinning has also influence on the soul. So that settling is happening, or it could be some, you know, whatever sanskars are there, they leave the shadow and they create that experience. But if you are really very sensible, immediately you will say, but that's coming from the past. And I'm not going to allow that past to influence my stage to an extent that I'm not able to use my treasures. Like there are some souls, they have lot, they always feel I don't have. They will be loved by everyone, but they always have thought, I don't think I am loved. But everyone loves you. You have good qualities. But they're not able to feel that love. And we know that is some kind of blockage, or there's some reason that this soul is not able to experience that love. But that experience is coming from the past sanskars, no? So at that time one should immediately remember, where are my treasures now? So look at your treasures and that emptiness which is happening because of any reason. which happens, you know, you, it can happen anytime with anyone. And that's, and as soon as you notice it's happening, then you just start becoming aware that, no, I have treasures, that's from the past, I can use this. So I feel, I really felt after all this experience that how much pure pride each Baba's child should have with this thought that Baba has given me these unlimited treasures, all these attainments, it's only I have to immerse them. I was sharing with Kumaris that why deep churning is important. Like for me, when I keep reading Murali, until I really, even Sagar Murali is before sleep I read, then I read before class, then I read it. I read even after I have read in the class, because I still feel that I didn't get what Baba wants to say. So there must be something deeper. And when I get it, so I was sharing that more you churn, because we give the example that there is butter which is in the milk, no? It's not coming from somewhere else. But when you are churning, it comes on surface. You can see it. You can extract. That's the only difference. So when you are churning, you are emerging. Churning is not intellect exercise only. But when more you deeply churn, more you are able to emerge what is merged in you. And that's why it's a very good habit to go deeper, keep churning, so that you always feel or able to emerge all your attainments. You are able to see your treasures, which are very important. And just imagine that each one of us, as Baba's child, if we become aware of our imperishable, unlimited treasures, and keep accumulating in a very, very simple way. So what start happening, like another thought I had when, from the same Murali when Baba said you have to be detached observer. We know this point. So I am detached observer, but while I am detached observer, so nothing should stay with me, no? Or whatever the way I am observing something, but we always take something. Some influence comes. Something stays with us even after years. I was detached observer, but why it stayed? So I was very happy when I heard the topic of Kumaris, because I had been thinking a lot that I make Baba as my companion and be detached observer. If I am only detached observer without Baba's company, but then I said there should be something more, because if I am in Baba's company, the conversation which is happening with Baba, Baba will keep giving me directions. And the most beautiful thing happens, and Baba also mentioned in the Murali, that there shouldn't be any reason now. And there shouldn't be any problem now. Each one of you should be image of solution. That also I felt so deeply this time from the Murali, that whenever there is a situation, what should come? Answer, solution. It's not only one is to be detached observer, but other is that instantly you feel this is the answer, this should be done, this is how it should be done. So no situation will look like a big situation, how to deal, there will be immediately that answer. I was was checking on emails and there was something came up, and these days you know that, especially I'm a little bit involved with IT, so we have a lot of news, three times a day something comes up. And as soon as I read something which was not very pleasant, I don't know, a very beautiful quality came in my awareness, and I just put myself into that quality, and my feelings were so beautiful. And then answer came, what should I do or shouldn't do? Because if your feelings are mixed at that time, then you're not going to get right answer. So how important it is that I am detached observer, but in that company of Baba, and Baba is my charioteer or one who is giving me direction, that combined thing. This is Sakshi. Sakshi is detached observer. Then is Sathi. Sathi is companion. Then is Sarthi. Sarthi means one who is guiding you. Just look at Baba. And Baba will guide you. So for anything what happens, the feelings, the response first of everything is in form of feeling, isn't it? And if your feelings are good, pure, then the power to discern works in a very right way. What I should do. But if your feelings are hurt because of any reason, or suddenly little fear comes, little uncertainty comes, then your power to discern will be affected by those, and naturally what you will decide, there will be reaction to that. And for us, what we have to do at this time, whatever response I give to any situation, of course plus power of yoga, not just your power to discern, and use power of yoga, things should be resolved. Problems, you know, problems, it's like your intellect is just getting answers, is just getting solutions, is just getting another step. Very beautiful way you feel you are being guided inside, and then you can be very detached observer. As I mentioned, I was with Dadiji. Actually, few hours they let me sit, and you know, because when I sit, what I will do? Generally, meditate. So they thought, you know, they were not allowing anyone. And for me, they said, oh, you stay there. So I was 1 hour there when they were taking her off the vent. So somebody needed to be there. So I just was trying to get in a way, not, you know, when you look at this, something like this, you're still looking for some answers, you know. Even if you are a detached observer, but then still, you know, when you look at that, what the way that he is, and it's not really pleasant, you know, because hospital, on vent, and why would you want such a holy person to see into that? So deeply within you are still, you know, want out Dari to be out and trade. Nirvair Bhai, I was talking to him and he said, oh, she's excellent. She's improving. Progress is so good. And that's why another thing, you know, I think I shared in October also, that Dari is not struggling to live. But also she's not giving up. She opens eyes and look around her, this tube, that tube, this machine, these nurses, and she just again becomes like, it's another kind of scene which you witness there. You know, I put myself there and I said, after a few days I would say, no, I don't necessarily want all this. But she just smiles and accepting it in this very naturally. That means her part is still on. You know, generally the people give up, they get tired. Because when doctors keep puncturing you unnecessarily for this test, that test. And then every time we ask us, Dadi, is something happening to you? Are you uncomfortable? No. I'm okay. You have little bit pain? Doctor saying you have pain? No. Nothing. I'm okay. It's us. That's why Baba told us to be detached observer. Because she is fine. But we not fine. When I say that, we can't see. So, it's, as I'm saying, that any situation you see, you have thinking, no, why? Or very subtly, you know, it's not you are questioning as a doubt or as questions, but still you want to feel it. So I'm just talking about how important it is to get into the right feelings whenever, whether it's settling of karmas, whether it's a situation, whether some of the things you did, some of the things you were not able to do, how important it is that our answers and the feelings which come are accurate, are beautiful, are based on, you know, that also is a deep connection with one is what I am getting answers like from my own intellect, but other is like you just feeling exactly that Baba is saying this. And I know that every session we talk of, people ask, how do I know this is my mind or Baba's mind? Is it from my mind or is it Baba saying it? No, all once in a while ask this question. There was a time when people called me for something. I mean, I have this nature, I don't necessarily work a lot from my brain. I work more from the soul, not even from the heart. So I kind of connect with Baba and then I get to answer. And so I used to be very quiet that I won't instantly give answer because I want to get it from Baba. If there is more time, I would want to go to Baba's room also. These are situations, very important things, and so everyone will say that Sister Mohini doesn't reply immediately. It's not that I cannot, but I always used to think that it should come from Baba, it should be accurate, and I will be happy, that person will find what. But later on I start finding that as year after year after year, you know, our stage start becoming Satoguni, Satopradhan, then somewhere you start finding that alignment in the sense of that anyway this is a thought which is coming in my mind and it's a pure thought now compared to the 20 years ago. So I just feel it and I say instantly. Because my feelings, I instantly feel and I say no, should be like this, it should be like this. And then later on I check and I find mostly it's right. You know, that means what start happening, our attention should be that our stage, and of course it's happening, no, because we all are every day becoming some percentage more pure through remembrance, some more alloys being removed, through remembrance, some more traces of past are being removed, through remembrance, you know, so our purity is, level of purity is increasing. So when level of purity is increasing, and your mind is naturally connected with Baba, so you get from Baba instantly, you know, it's like you have to ask and then you get it. Like somewhere that deep connection which is there. And I, you know, later on I immediately also verify because I have this nature to go to Baba, ask Baba. But then these days I also say, okay, let me decide. And then I check with Baba and see how accurate it had been what I thought. So in this way, it's not you are using manmat, you know. We are very scared all the time. You know, Brahmins are very scared in the sense, I don't know if it's manmat. But your mind is a channel. No, your mind has to say, your mind has to think. Even what Baba says, it has to come through your thoughts, isn't it? Like when you are listening to Baba, but it has to be processed through your thinking. So our attention should be that there should be purity in my thoughts. There should be that unconditional love, selflessness. These qualities should increase. So when qualities increase, you are thinking because of relationship with Baba. You will find is as if Baba is thinking, and you will find, oh, I start thinking same now too. And that is important. If we are not able to reach to that experience, and I always say, Baba has to tell me, of course Baba has to tell me, but my mind, my state should also be such that what Baba is going to say and what I am going to think has to have some alike similarity. And that's where you start paying more attention to. So then this doubt doesn't come. And then if you really want to verify, you call your senior, like I will say, no, I want to hear from Daddy something. And it's so interesting that Daddy always knows. She says, she thinks very little when I have to call and ask her. She says, oh, she knows I have done my homework both ways. Either I must have checked with Baba or I must have, after checking, I must have changed my, so when I'm asking or I'm saying something, she immediately, kind of that trust which has grown, because once you do your homework, sometimes we think that seniors have to do homework, and for me I always feel we just need their blessings and we can do our homework. They have so much to do, but it's also necessary to go to them. Some don't go because they say they are too busy. I said, don't get them too busy in the sense of they have to think for you. But your thinking should be so aligned with Baba's direction. And if we accurately keep following Srimad, your thought and Srimad shouldn't be different. No. A day should come where you find that because you had been always through your thoughts, words, actions, following Srimad accurately. So now you think based on Srimad. So it's not your thoughts. You understand? They are your thoughts, but they are based on Srimad. Because they are based on Srimad, there is no doubt about it. So this way, internally staying connected by following Srimad, our quality of thinking, not quality, but actually just the thoughts, will be like solutions, like answers, next step. What is next step? You will never think of going behind. Every step is next step and is for further progress, for improvement, something for better. So this kind of experience will start growing. So I found that when Avyakta Babra's Murlis, I read, many times I read same Murli. And especially what stayed with me, as I said, the experience of being richest. And secondly, it stayed very much with me. And I find internally that you have to be carefree. Anything, what happens? Like something happened, people get, I said, then what? It's all right. So no situation is something you feel you can't deal with and then when the solutions, these are the experiences which emerge when you, see, we all are making efforts, but when you start connecting with what Baba is saying, either creating new formulas for you, which you want to use, or you suddenly start feeling that that's becoming my experience now. Like, just to conclude, I was coming in the flight, and the person sitting next to me had fasting that day, but somehow or other he decided to eat vegetarian. And then when he was eating one of the bowl, I don't know how it happened, suddenly he tasted and it was fish. So he was so angry. So all the crew, they were shaking kind of because he could make a big issue on religion. He said, you all destroyed my religion today, I'm vegetarian, I was fucked. So I was sitting next and this whole anger, and they were nervous, all of them, and they were looking at me because most of the people, because I travel, last year I traveled 5 times in India, so they know some or other BKs. And so I politely said to him that forgiveness also is part of religion. Very gently I said before he gets upset on me, I said, forgiveness is also part of our religion. So this crew was standing and because they were looking at me if I will support them. Because in past I have supported them. Whenever they had trouble, I try to, write a good comment for them. So they always come to me for good comments. So these were kind of, but he still felt, he was feeling sick, and I gave him, then I said, well, have some grapes, you will feel good. But the mind, then I told him that, can you for 10 minutes stop thinking you ate something like this? He said, why should I do that? So So I said, because you're feeling sick, no? So now you will feel better. I didn't want to tell him because of religion, you know, get into that. And it was so interesting that, you know, his anger finally, and in the end he said, okay, I would have made a big complaint, but I'm going to let go and all that. But I was just thinking that how appropriate it was. You know, what to say in those situations, how to help that situation. I'm just saying it that how do we operate into different situations gives you a kind of, you know, satisfaction, contentment by that how much Baba is giving and how much I am applying and how much I am able to help in whatever different, whether it's Laukik situations or in whatever way, to make it something which is very compromising, something which is beneficial for everyone. So that's why I love this topic of being richest, you know. As I said, my experience of there, and then I've been churning a lot, when I was telling Sister Meera about this topic, she keeps saying, you sure? I said, yeah, that's what I want to talk about, being richest. And I want every Brahmin to feel that richness, from that royalty, from that certainty, because we have everything we have. It's only we have to emerge it, become aware, and kind of start using. And when we need it, multiply it, and use the three dots at the same time. So these were some of my, you know, what I was experimenting on my own self, so I thought I will share with all of you. I hope that you all are feeling great and rich. Yeah? We had to practice this word, great, you know, because we always say good. We don't say great. And now because we're doing this project, so we have to keep practicing great. It's very great, great, you know. And now Baba says, richest, we are the richest ones. So really you feel so high, like they feel high class, no? We also feel, yeah, how much we can give, how much we can solve, how much. Very, very beautiful experience of feeling that you are richest in the world. Om Shanti.